Let's talk about congregational singing and some of the things that are really important to understand about it. First of all, singing is an act of love. It's an act of love toward God. It's an act of love toward one another. It's an act of love toward the unbeliever. It's an act of love to your own soul, because the Bible makes it really clear that you sing to all of those parties. But how about this? Have you ever thought of your body as a musical instrument, an instrument that is designed to express love? And I don't mean an instrument metaphorically, but literally. Here's the reality. The first instrument God created wasn't a harp. It wasn't a lyre. It wasn't a trumpet. It was you with your voice, your body, your mouth. You were made to sing, actually. We were created to express love toward God and toward one another. By very nature of the way that we were created. And that's why the scripture calls us to present our bodies as living sacrifices. And singing is part of that offering. We're not just blowing sound waves into the room, but we're actually pouring out blessing toward God and toward one another. So singing, it creates a culture of harmony, togetherness, unity. Here's an illustration. It's like bees in a beehive, each buzzing in a perfect rhythm, communicating to one another, even marking out danger, marking out territory, communicating messages there in the beehive. But singing isn't just unity, it's also discipleship. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." So singing is teaching, it's training, it's truth set to melody, it's theology in notes and in phrases. And each note, in many ways, is like a hammer driving the truth of those words deeper into your soul. Each phrase plants seeds in your heart and in the hearts of those around you. So you're not just worshiping God alone all by yourself. You're also encouraging your neighbor. So sing. You were created to sing. The first musical instrument that God made was a human being. And it's one way that we love one another. This is sort of the mystery, the complexity, and the beauty of the worship of God. Your voice is mingled in unity with the rest of the voices to glorify Jesus Christ and to build up the body in love. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Scripture Applied is a production of Church and Family Life. Visit churchandfamilylife.com for more resources.